महाभाग जसैव नरकात् नर नानुग्रजासनान् नेया तन्मे व्यक्तातम् अर्हसि.
There are topics of different heavy traditional applied according to different singularities. There is description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, different planetary systems of this universe. How each and every planet is different from the other by its atmosphere, by its inhabitants, beings. Just like modern scientists, they are finding difference between this planet and the moon planet. They say that there is no living entity. That is not fact. Even though they have reached the moon planet, it is not a fact that there is no living entity. Accepting they reached the moon planet, they might have gone to the path where it is desert or barren land, because in each and every planet there is such possibility. In our this planet also, when I was passing through the Suez Canal, it is horrible desert. So if somebody drops in the Arabian desert and concludes that there is no living entity in this planet, it is simply foolish. Similarly, these people are going, maybe going, first of all, I don't believe they are gone, frankly speaking. If they are gone, they are landing in some part of the moon planet where there is no inhabitation. But there are different kinds of plants that we get from Vedic literature. Dhuti Vinnam. Vinnam means different. And Vibhuti means opulence. Every planet has got special opulence, just like the moon planet. It is shining. It has got a special opulence. It is shining. The sun planet, it is so hot and so brilliant. Similarly, each and every planet, either small or big, they have got a particular type of opulence. That is stated in the membership. Jasta prabhapa bhavatu jagadanda koti koti satesa vasudhari vibhuti vinnam vibhuti vinnam. In this planet also, different places have got different opulence. Just like in India, he'll find throughout the whole year brilliant sunshine. And in the Western country, in London, Delhi, all is moist, raining, cloudy. He cannot distinguish whether it is night or day. Now, is in London, and I was touching last year. In this time, in December, the morning was at 10 o'clock and the evening was at 3 o'clock. So, how many hours from 10 to 3? 5 hours day and 19 hours night. So, of course, I was rising as usual in the morning, so I wanted to go out. So, I couldn't go out before half past the division part, and it was full of snow and ice. It was very difficult to walk. So, just like in this planet, there are different places of different conditions. So it is natural to accept it, that different planets have got different atmosphere, different opulences, different kinds of population living in the sea. These have all to our Jagata Vichitra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung the Krishna. Your creation is variegated. There are different types. So there, similarly, there are planets where Hades condition perpetually hunting. Just like you can compare the northern pole with a Hades condition within this earth. And similarly, there are planets. So, and they are suffering. So Parikshit Maharaj inquired that Adhuna Yaha Mahabhago Jataiva Narata Naro Nana Ugra Jatana Niya Tanami Vyakhasamas. You have described that this kind of sinful activities one has to set his birth in this kind of planet, this kind of place. Now, please let me know how this suffering living entities can be delivered from this suffering condition. Different varieties of suffering conditions. Ugra. Ugra means very acute. Is there any means to deliver? So that answer is given. Nati vihaiva upasitim jathāṁ 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 saṁ hasa kṛtaśyakurjyāna manavukṣipāni hi dhruvāṁ savai peta narakānu paiti jeti tikāmi bhavatas sikmaya. So, my dear king, one has to suffer. This is the law of karma. According to the volume of sinful activity, one has to accept the reaction. There is no other alternative. Tasmat, therefore, puraiva triha papina papanishtito jateta mitto ravajatta atmana dosasta dhishya guruladhavam jatha visaptitisteta rujan vidanavit. Just like you are suffering from some disease, according to the nature of the disease, you have to pay for its medicine. One is suffering from malarial disease, tuberculosis disease, asthmatic tendencies. These diseases are considered very serious type of disease. Suffering or having some little fever, they are not very serious, but there are many severe diseases. So as you pay to the specialist doctor, or you pay for the medicine according to the severity of disease. Similarly, jasmadevam tasmat papasthaniskito prayasitthe yasita. You have to make treatment. And according to the symptoms of the disease, you have to undergo treatment. That is called practice. Just like if a man who has committed murder, his practice is that he should be hanged. This is practice, life for life. That is Manusamhita. This hanging, a condemned person, a murderer, is a multitude. Very serious in Manusamhita. So people are becoming now sympathetic that whatever is done is done, let this man be saved. This kind of sympathy is not good. The people are taking sympathy, man is suffering from certain disease or certain miserable condition, they want to ameliorate it. This kind of sympathy is not thankful. He should suffer so that a reaction of his sinful activities in his past life should be diminished. If he does not suffer, then he will have to suffer more, continue, because he is condemned to suffer so much. If you minimize it now, say, that does not mean, he will not suffer, he will suffer next life. Just like a man is imprisoned, and if your friend and your relative is imprisoned, but somehow or other you get him released by hook and crow. So when you are again captured, you are again severely punished. Both given. Is it not? You know? So how can you release to the suffering person to his condemned? If in your state law a man is suffering in the prison, and if you feel sympathy on him and try to give him relief and get him out by some hook and crook means, then both of you will be punished. Is it not? So how can you avoid the punishment by God? So this kind of sympathy, just like this Ramakrishna mission, Daritra Narayan Seva, under the plea of accepting the suffering humanity as Narayan and appealing to the compassion of the people, although they cannot do anything, actually they are not doing anything, but this philosophy is a rubbish philosophy. You cannot do it. If you can do anything good to the people, then you can simply awaken them to Krishna consciousness. That is the best thing. Other service you cannot do. Iti satantra udam baddha. Just like by any means he cannot get relief, a man who is condemned in the prison. Against law. However sympathetic you may be to your friend, but you cannot relieve him. That is against law. Similarly, people are suffering undoubtedly, but they have to undergo the prayaschitta process. In the shastras, there are prayaschitta process. Formerly, even our childhood days, we have seen in Calcutta, there is a special quota of the Bhattacharya Brahmin. The Bhattacharya Brahmin's business is that if you have committed some sinful act, you should immediately go and consult the Bhattacharya. What is the process of prayaschitta? It's like you go, in case of disease, consult the physician and take his prescription and diagnosis. Similarly, that was the Vedic system. You have read in the Chaitanya Chaitanya that one Buddhimanta Khan, he was formerly, and he was a very rich man, and Nawab Hussain Shah was his servant when he was not Nawab. So, there's a meaning of heaven. So, she stole some money as servants are generally habituated. And so, he fixed him with his gain. So that sweeping stripe was on his back side. So when he was Nawab, so his wife saw it and inquired, "What is this scar?" So she replied the whole story that I was formerly a million servant to the Buddhiman Pathan, and I did something wrong, so as my father, he punished me. He was treating me as my son. So he admitted that he was Pathan. But his wife said, "Oh, the scar is a defamation. If somebody sees and he explains, then it will be known that you are a menial servant, seriously." So the Nawab did not mind. You know what he said? I gave it. Now what I am left off. So he wise requested that this man should be killed so that he may not disclose the secret of your life, that you are a menial servant at his house. No. The Krishna is coming. He's just like my father. How can I see it? This is not possible. So let's see. Then she advised, at least making monks, conversing to be a monk. In those days, it was not very difficult. If somebody, a Mahavajan, takes water from his water pot and simply sprinkle in somebody's body, he becomes the Hindu society was so rested. He sees that simply by sprinkling water from the pot of a Mahavajan, he becomes Muslim. So this Nawab said, "All right, I shall not let you into water, let him be what he likes." To satisfy his wife. So he did it. When he did it, then the society was so strong, he went to the Bhattacharya to consult. "Oh, sir, I have been sprinkled water by Mahamidan. So what prasthita? Sanskar? What is any prasthita? Compensation?" So what kind of atonement I have to do? So the Bhattacharya advised him that you take 1 kilo of lead and melt it and drink it. And that is your atonement. Mm-hmm. So she said, "How is it possible? I visit the atonement for such simple activity." Just see, for the last 500-600 years, while for thousands of years, the Hindu society is so fallen. Therefore, so many Mahamudans have been treated. They are not important in this way. The Hindu population, they have been forced to accept Mahamudans. By the Mahamudans, just like Aurangzeb, he imposed one tax for the Hindus. So all the poor men class, you have to have had the tax to become Mahamudans. And there was so much punishment by the Hindus. He became a Mahamudan, so-called Mahamudan, by the diagnosis of the Bhattacharya. So this kind of prasthita was current during the fallen days of the Vedic society. But in the shastras, there are, and every sister, like any sister, their prasthita is to conserve. Similarly, there are different types of practice. So here, Parikshit Maharaj is advised
यथापुरैव
यथाजीवं तस्मात् पापस्य निश्चित प्रायश्चित्त गति तदा मित्रपुरैव
So prayaschitta, if you want to be free from the reaction of the sinful activities in this life, exactly in the same way, that you have to make some atonement, go to the church and confess the sinful activities and pray some time. Exactly in the same way, and Vedic teachers also, that before death, you must make some atonement, otherwise you will continue in your next life.
Tasma puraiva asu ya papanishito jatita mitru rapigatya atmana.
Before you meet your, that is the case.
Doshasya dhishtya guru lagavam jata.
And you have to make atonement according to the gravity of your sinful activity.
Jata vishak chita sikhisteta Rujan Nidanavi,
this Nidanavi, Nidanavi is a spark physician. He prescribes medicine and advises treatment according to the gravity of the disease. Similarly, you have to undergo atonement for the sinful activities according to the gravity. That is the Then, the king is very intelligent. He is not only king, but he is a great devotee. So, of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, so he replies, hey, what is the use of this kind of atonement?
Dishtha sutabhyam yat papam janan napi atmano ajitam Karoti bhuya vivasa prayasticya matu katham.
What is the value of the atonement? If people continue to act sinfully, then what is the use of this kind of prayasticya? This is a very intelligent question. If, suppose a man suffering from venereal disease, goes to a doctor and he prescribes some medicine and gives him some diagnosis that he should live in this way and that way. But after the disease is cured, immediately, if he commits the same sinful act, then what is the value of the treatment? The same thing, in every society this is going in our Krishna conscious society, all those who are Vaishnava, they are some of them are thinking like that I am chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So if I commit some sinful act, then I shall again chant Hare Krishna and it will be adjusted. And Christians also think like that I may come and sing throughout the whole week and on Sunday I shall go to the church and confess it will be counteract. So, this defective conclusion of the human society is interrupted here by the question of Maharaja Parikshit, Dishtha sutabhyam yat papam jananati atmano ajitam karoti bhuya vivasa prayaschittam mato katham. So people, they know that there is resultant action of this kind of sinful activity. He knows. Even if he does not know, he sees. Just like a man who has stolen, committed theft, one sees that he is arrested, or he is punished, he is put into the prison, and he still sees on his spirit. He knows. Similarly, we are hearing from the Shastra that he committed this thing, this is mantra. Mantra, this very thing, means mantra harvest. Therefore, flesh is called mantra. The animal which I am killing, he will have the right to kill me and eat me. That is going on. If it is, I kill you this life, next life you kill me, and this life you have become a cow or goat, next time I become a cow or a goat, you have the right to kill me. This is called karma-bandha. So, you hear from the Shastra, you may not believe, but we can see practically that a man who has committed murder, he is also hell. There is no doubt about it. Life for life. So how this foolish person, boldly killing animals. If this is a fact, even in the state law, that life for life, how I can dare to commit murder or kill another animal? And this is conclusion, the Shastra says that you have to pay that particular individual's soul by your life. That is the meaning of mansa. The Sanskrit word mansa. Mansa parati. I am taking the risk when I kill one animal for eating. I am taking the risk that this animal sometimes will kill me. Exactly in the same way, life for life, murderer is hanged. That is the law of the state. So why not that law in the state of the Supreme? Is that very unreasonable? That they do not see. Prasit Master says, the Drishta Sushwa, in the scriptures, the religious law books have heard it, so this kind of thing will be reacted like in this way, and Drishta, and I have seen also, that a man committing murder is hanged. So Drishta Sushya Papam. So, this kind of sinful activity, jananati, everyone knows. Yesterday we were speaking of seeing and hearing. These experiences gathered by seeing and hearing is very important. There is tangible. So the two words have been seen. Drishva, sushva. By hearing and by seeing. Everyone knows. There is sinful reaction. Jananati. What is that? The Atmano Ahitamo. Atmana. It is a disaster for himself. He has to undergo so much punishment. Still karoti bhuya divasa. Divasa means automatically, he has been habituated, automatically comes the same thing, divasa, prasittam atukatam. Then, if he remains always victim to the sinful reaction, and if he is habituated to do that, so artificially, this kind of confession in the church or giving some bribe to the bhattacharya, what is the meaning of this? Some practical question. If the man is habituated to commit sinful activities throughout the whole week, what is the use of his going to the church and confessing and giving some bribe or to get any feeling. So, and this is very intelligent. There is practically no use. If you remain excuse, always, so for your pet you are put into prison, and as soon as you get out of the prison, again you can say, he knows that I shall be again put into the prison, still he commits the same thing. Actually, there are many things. At least in India, I think. Their business is stealing, and they are put into the jail, and as soon as he comes out, again comes to him, and put into the jail for many years. Yes, that will be disturbed. This is the point, it is being disturbed. It is not the question of atheism. Their point is, what is the use of going to the church? But the use is that if he goes to the church, if he actually hears about a glorious life, to become devoted, to understand God, and then the utilization of going to the church is all right. But if he goes with that spirit, that I shall go to the church and my sinful activities will be counteracted by giving some bribe and going to the church, then it is very good. But his motive is different. Church going is not for that purpose. That is a facility. Just like we are preaching, they chant Hare Krishna mantra and Seva Dharmana Marjanam, your sinful activities will be counted. Krishna says that just surrender to me and I shall give you protection from sinfulness. That if I think it is very good, then I shall go to Krishna, I shall get to Krishna consciousness, he will protect me from sinful reaction. So it is a great opportunity. You become Krishna conscious and commit all sinful activities, Krishna will give me protection. That will be a certainly achieved. What is this? Bogus. But that doesn't mean you surrender to Krishna. Krishna takes charge of your past sinful activities. But that does not mean that I shall remain Krishna conscious at the same time. I shall go on committing. For this facility, if anyone takes to Krishna consciousness, that is the most thing. That I shall take to Krishna consciousness because whatever sinful activities I shall do, it will be counteracted by Krishna. So that is your certain achievement. What is this bogus thought? You follow? Yes. But that is not meant for. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Jalayaman on the condition that they will not commit any more sinful activity. So whatever they have committed, that is excuse. They say, I am also accepted. Not that on the condition that you take to Krishna consciousness and whatever you do, it will be counteracted. We are not making that condition. We are making condition that you take to Krishna consciousness, whatever sinful activities you have done, that will be squared. But you don't do any more. Don't hurt illicit sex, don't drink, don't do this. You must take it here. Whatever you have done, that is no disqualification. That will be square. But not that on the strength of your Krishna consciousness will do again. So these people understand that church is giving you some facilities, but all right. Whatever we have committed, that the contract is exceeded. But if the church and the people make a business, the Raja, throughout the whole week, let me come it out on time for Sindhran on Sunday to be all okay. So, yes?
One example, I just remembered from the Christian gospel. Jesus was accustomed to heal these people. And one time he brought a healer to the temple, and somebody had very bad disease before him, or he was blind or something. And he asked him, "Please heal this man." But instead of healing these three from leprosy, he said, "You attempt on forgiving me." And he said, "Oh, where is this? No, we don't want to consider this. We want to consider this speech." He said, "What are you doing?" The scene of the union. And when the man was set, the man received his healing. And then he said, "Now go and sin no more."
Yeah.
That was a lesson. My karma does not understand the gospel.
So there's no value of this question of the atheist. They do not know what is the meaning of going to the church or going to the temple or such a priest and monk. That is a foolish question. The church does not allow. But if the church does not disclose this fact that, "Oh, I see every week you come." What is this nonsense? But the priest, they get some money and they want to continue their church business to get some money. So this is going on cheating and cheating. Therefore, the society has become full of cheaters and cheaters. So the cheating cheaters are not entered. Is in the church or is anywhere in the court, there are all full of cheaters and cheaters, then what can be done? But either the code or the church is not meant for that purpose. So they will excuse the sinners every week without questioning, and he doesn't give him any full nice instruction. But he cannot do this. But if they stay like that, then no more nobody will come. Their income will be lost. So therefore, they are cheaters. And those people are just thinking that I have gone to church and my priest has excused me, has confessed, he is speaking. Yes. Actually, the purpose is different.
You see, they're all
to take food without taking food, my eyesight will be lost, he has advised. So what to do? We have asked him not to take food in the face. Oh, all right. I'll give you permission. This is enough. I'll give you permission. Because the Guru says that if I say no, this rich disciple will be lost. So better let him do whatever he likes. I get my fees and stuff. This is like that statement that my Guru Maharaj, the society of the cheaters and the cheaters in the past, everywhere. In the law court also, you pray, you get justice. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anadhina Nayavarisham, if you have got no money, then you cannot get justice. You cannot get there. It's clearly stated. That is the symptom of this age. And the law court has to bring. And the judges, I know so many cases, the judges have bribed and they give favorable judgment. To bribe any judge.
various. One big judge and a big man's brother appeared there. He is a very famous judge in High Court and in Patna High Court, and he is the brother of the great leader, Piyar Das. So he was taking bribes, and this was known to the other judges, the chief justice also. Complaint was there by other judges that he takes bribes. So, in one case, because there are rivals in everywhere, you see. So, in one case, just deliver the judgment, and everyone knew that he had taken already bribe, some thousands of rupees. So, Chief Justice called him, and he knew that Mr. Das, I have heard that you do this business, and you have done this also today. And all reports are with me. He immediately resigned and go. I should say that. He immediately resigned and go. Otherwise, I should say that. I've got all evidence. So when he saw that he is now no way out, so he died, and some consideration of health I am feeling, where he is, my heart is palpitating in this way, wrote and designed immediately to get help out. And the judgment was said, and it was announced that Mr. Das is very ill, sick, so today's court is closed. It will return tomorrow. So that means that was the last day of his sitting in the court, and he returned. I think that man is still living on there. Sure, certain. And his friend, and his wife asked by his friend, that, what did he say? So, I get only 4,000 rupees. I have got expenditure 10,000 for 20. A big deal. He has been done with me. That is within our spirit. None. That is different. This is a different task. So, so many cases I know. The judge is kept right. So the judgment is called Kaliji. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with Jesus Kaliji. Anyway, you go to the court, you go to the church, you go to the priest, you go to the so-called spiritual master. The time is Kaliji. The only recipe is to become sincere. Krishna consciousness, then one is saved. Otherwise, the whole atmosphere is very dangerous. Yes, sir.